The college experience, top 10 NBA players and college basketball players of all time on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by mybookie.ag. The UFC is back. International soccer is back. The casino is open 24/7. Plus they got tons of sports sims to bet on. Use the promo code SGP to receive up to $1,000 deposit bonus. That's mybookie.ag, promo code SGP. You play, you win, you get paid over at mybookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Madden Mayhem. Our Madden Simulation Championship game is Sunday night, and we're doing a $500 Super Bowl squares pool. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. Now shipping legally to all 50 states. If you use the promo code SGP, you get 15% off. That's Cushy, K-U-S-H-Y, dreams.com, promo code SGP. Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the college experience. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dant, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo. And my co-host, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, a wailing and dealing. Give it up for former James Madison defensive back, current douchebag. Give it up for Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Muddy Waters getting in, getting it in. How are you, pal?
Buddy, been a little while since I've been on the mic.
I know, man. You know, it's
back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. You get the top. We're doing our top 10 NBA and college players of all time.
A compilation,
yeah,
if you will, of some previous lists. Obviously, we went position by position. I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to give you guys fair warning before we jump into this. I wasn't very kind to the point guard position on these lists. Well,
you sound like Stern with Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I guess so. Tell our fans your thoughts on that.
The MVP has always been a joke in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize this stat until our guy, a friend of the program, posted, was it 89? I think it was
88, 89. One of those years. Yeah.
That the Pistons had the best record in the league.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas led them in scoring, assists, steals, minutes played.
Yeah. Easily their best player.
Yeah. And he finished, I think, 17th.
Yeah.
In
MVP voting,
and Mark Eaton, who averaged 3 points a game,
best team is like a 99% chance in most years that you're going to be in the top five of voting. That's just a staple.
Like Mark Eaton averaged 3 points a game, and he finished 16th.
Right, Mark Eaton, who is half Cro-Magnon, he's not even a human being.
Dude, tell me how horrible of a take is that? That's why the NBA is a joke,
right? And Michael Jordan came back in 1995 and played 17 games and finished 11th in MVP voting.
That's just an absolute joke, though. I mean, that award is a joke. I know you went year by year, and some of the ones names.
MVP is a much bigger joke to me than all NBA. I think all NBA, I think they're both probably have a little like credibility issues.
Yeah.
But MVP is like a complete joke.
No, but
MVP is like all-star. It's a popularity contest.
Yeah, because you went one of the nights you were here and you were naming like some of the ones, and I was like, what?
Yeah. No,
I'm like,
business.
This guy is number three or something. And I'm like, there's no way if they drafted the NBA players, they would be anywhere close to that point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Isaiah Thomas would have been like a top five pick.
Right. The idea of David Robinson finishing like, well, I guess it's possible to finish if you thought he was that good during like the late 90s, but why would you get a single MVP vote if you're not the best player on your own team? Like how could anyone think you're the MVP? If you're not the best player,
most valuable player on your own team.
Right.
I mean,
but I guess you have to give second place votes. So, I mean, maybe there's that, but, I'm defending my guy here a little bit, but
I don't care. I mean, Mark Eaton in any, yeah. in any world is never better than Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. Not in a million eternities.
And that's only 17 to 16. Like Isaiah Thomas, number 17, Eaton was 16. So yeah. I'm sure if I pull up the list,
yeah,
it's gonna make me want to vomit.
You know what's funny is we probably, I can say this about myself at least, I wasn't aware enough of the Bad Boys. Like I kind of came in right after that, really, and like kind of gained awareness of what was going on and the vibe of the whole thing. Probably don't realize just how much they were hated.
I still think Isaiah Thomas is like one of the best players ever.
Yeah,
ever, and I think he doesn't get his due because of the rivalry with Jordan.
Yeah.
And I think the NBA hated the Pistons. So Isaiah Thomas was unbelievable.
Right.
Unfucking believable. So
Isaiah Thomas, it's tough to like kind of place him, but as far as a point guard that could lead a team to a championship and did twice and was the, I believe the scoring leader on those teams, right? Or was
I would think so. I mean, he's easily the best player on the team. If not score, I mean, I think
Dumars was right there.
Yeah, and same. So I think one of the years,
I think they were pretty similar in terms of their scoring right there.
Oh yeah, I think it was like if he wasn't the scoring leader, it was like a point difference.
Yeah, and Zeke was also I don't know. Dumars was a damn good defender too, but I think that I think the general consensus at the time was that Isaiah Thomas was definitely the best player on that team, the leader of that team.
Yeah.
And how many other point guards have ever been the leader of their team and a true point guard, really?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Magic Johnson was a point guard and he was able to lead a team to a championship. But
he also had some.
But he could also play center, and he was surrounded by Hall of Fame.
I was about players. To say with yeah. with when you add in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy,
yeah.
Pat Riley,
yeah. Some nice pieces to work with. Well,
Chuck Daly's a good coach too, but I would still take Riley in that sure. battle. And then I don't believe that. I mean, you could say Dennis Rodman's a Hall of Famer, but I don't believe like his Pistons years represent Hall of Fame numbers to me.
Dennis Rodman scored over 10 points per game once in his career. That's a role player. You know what I just learned too?
What's that?
Apparently when Dennis Rodman would be tipping the ball up over and over and over, each one of those counted as a rebound. I don't know that's true. I have to confirm that, but I was watching old highlights.
He would tip the shit out of it. He would tip it like five times.
Yeah. Like, why is that? Oh, maybe that's his little tactic to like, you know, outwork the opponent when they're both jumping at the same time for the ball. If that's correct, then he would get like six rebounds a game on tips. I can't imagine that to be true, but
I have no idea how they
we'd have to look at that.
But yeah, buddy, I just feel like, dude, and I saw ESPN really recently released their 100 players. They had Steve Nash better than Isaiah Thomas. And Jason Kidd.
Well, when one guy's winning MVP and the other guy's finishing 17th,
their quote unquote writers came up with that.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Okay. Look, before we dive into the rest of this episode, we want you, this is aired on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. The College Experience now has its own feed. So we want you right now to get over to College Experience, subscribe and listen to the rest of this episode. Cause we're going to talk top 10 players of all time, college and pro. We're also going to touch on some off-season football news and go from there. So right now, get yourself over to the College Experience, subscribe, leave us an iTunes comment, right, Patty C?
Yeah.
Do Come that.
On. We're chugging through this quarantine together.
Yes. And we're arguing and just tune in, do it now.